This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Yeah, baby. Hour four, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. The battle of the brands is on at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Over 50 hot tubs in stock, ready to go. Hot tubs, cold tubs, saunas, kitchen islands, big green eggs. It's a great place to go to get your barbecue supplies, the Southern Leisure nearest you. But they have 0% APR financing for 4 years, amazing factory rebates, nothing down. Come get a hot tub tonight. Southern Leisure, we're at the Flower Mound location on Justin Road. We have Flagtober flags, and here's the chief with an addition, the finest.
Okay, so big story today in the NFL is the NFL Players Association having a statement on behalf of their executive committee regarding the locker room media policy. Seems like players are starting to be fed up with the idea of having cameras and different type of questions being asked while players are in the midst of changing their clothes and stuff like that. I mean, that feels like, yeah, I totally get what they're saying there. But this is something that's been commonplace for a long time. Media members, cameras, all that kind of stuff. Questions being asked at the locker, guys walking around in and out of the shower, things like that. Or changing at their own locker, getting caught in the background of different clips or whatever. And so the NFLPA released a statement today, said over the past 3 years, the NFL Players Association has tried to work with the NFL and Pro Football Writers of America to move media interviews out of locker rooms. However, there has been little willingness to collaborate on a new solution. Players feel that locker room interviews invade their privacy and are uncomfortable. This isn't about limiting media access, but about respecting players' privacy and dignity. The NFL's current media policy is outdated, and we urge the NFL to make immediate changes to foster a more respectful and safer workplace for all players. In the meantime, we encourage each player to ask for interviews outside the locker room during the week. So that is, and there was, I believe it was Ted Karras.
Ted Karras with the Bengals, I believe, stood up there and he was very polite about it, well-spoken guy, gave a, you know, really, you know, gave some good reasons. Let me ask you guys this question. You know, do you think this is now changed or trying to be changed and maybe coming from home of players?
Oh, with wives saying,
wives,
don't be naked in front of those
there's,
NFL and network.
Yeah, we have so many. And
so many beautiful TV ladies.
There's a lot of females that do cover the NFL, and they do a great job of it. I wonder if we're starting to get pushback from home.
I think it's part of that. I also think it's more private. Like, you know, we're in a much more of a phone. We're in our own worlds.
Right.
We're not like, I don't think like dressing down in PE is prevalent as what it was. I don't think a lot of these athletes are as used to it as previous generations. Like my dad's generation was, you know, the generation that would be in a gym, you know, bathroom, like totally naked,
right.
You know, like, hey, we're going to go play basketball. And now we're all, you know, so I think it's partially generational, but maybe some of the pushback at home as there's more and more women in the media, I could definitely see that being a big thing. I mean, I know Doug Christie's wife was worried about that 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, and it's always seemed so weird that you would not have any men in a women's locker room for the WNBA or whatever, women's sports, but it was totally okay for the opposite to be true. There was just some really weird double standards that I thought needed to be reconciled one way or the other. So it kind of only surprises me that it's taken this long, you know, to bring this to a, because it is weird. Like, even being a reporter in there, it's like, why? You know, like in European soccer, it's like the players either on their way into the locker room or out can stop at a table and talk to reporters, you know? I don't know why. Sure, I'm sure there's some reasons, like building relationships, that reporters can tell you is much easier if you're in there. There's downtime,
well,
especially baseball in the clubhouse. You know, I know there's a lot of relationship building that goes on in there. So I'm not going to say that it's without a downside that you would take this away.
I know that there are reporters that it's their best opportunity. Say they don't have the number of a player. Say they don't have the phone number. And I've known men and women that have been able to, like you said, Dawson, walk over to a locker room or walk into a locker room and maybe pull somebody aside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I don't want to go on record with this, but can you explain to me why this play happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get players that are willing to sit down with you. If it's a one-on-one situation and you pull them aside, they're willing to do that. But then they get into that, the herd mentality of
the scrum.
The scrum. Yeah. They're the like, they're not interested in doing that. They're not interested in talking. You know, they'll talk if they have to. But there's a lot of guys and gals that have relationships where they can go up to somebody's locker room, locker one-on-one, get the information they need, and move on. You know, and I think that's where reporters are having some problems right now.
For sure.
Because if you have to go up and ask a guy, hey, would you – listen, I have a question for you. And then the guy's going to go, why don't you just ask me the question?
Yeah.
Well, no, I have to ask you the question now outside.
It's the changing world of media. Now the guy who's savvy on social that can, like, reach out to players on social media has an advantage instead of the face-to-face that's traditionally what has been the skill that gets it done in media.
You will get players that will be really honest with you if you pull them aside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a one-on-one. I mean, I remember many a guy, you know, walking in and talking and, like, pulling a guy over here and or walking up to him and saying, hey, listen, I saw this on tape. He goes, well, think about it this way. You know, kind of look at it this way. And, you know, okay, that helped me so much. You know, I wasn't writing stories about, you know, their livelihood. I was writing stories or about the game. Or what was going to happen in the game. So if you took that away from me, that I'm at a big disadvantage because, you know, like when Eric and I do a pregame show, hey, I talked to this player or I talked to this front office. You know, it's those guys and gals that you talk to that help you kind of set the scene for what is going to potentially happen in a game. You know, and like, hey, we talked about it on Thursday on the G-Bag Nation, you know? We talked about this injury. Could be, you know, if you don't have that, and maybe the only way to get it is to go in the locker room, that could set you
so
back.
So is this just, like, Wednesday through Friday locker room that they're talking about?
I think it's any time.
Is this game day locker room as well? This is all locker room? You know, because I think if that's the case, then, you know, maybe they would have to replace that informal hangout kind of environment a little bit in order to help foster those relationships. But I think there's other opportunities where you can, you know, build relationships with a player after the game on the field.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they don't let you
work harder. I think a lot of it is the cameras. I know, like, one of the quotes from Ted Karras of the Bengals, yeah, and they're the ones that are really going to be the first team leading the charge on really trying to have new strategies and processes in the way they get their media to converse with their players. But one of the things he said,
small media group there, though, too, by the way,
he says, now this doesn't bar you from the locker room. We can't do that. But what we want to do is get cameras off guys in private moments in our locker room. So I don't know exactly how that gets executed. Each club will make players available during the normal practice week based on a Sunday game, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, to accredited media for player interviews.
So you could be in there but not bring a camera? Maybe that's a compromise that, you know.
Well, even filming with your phone, they're worried about that too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that NFL teams have taken advantage of cheerleaders at photo shoots and compromising positions that weren't intended, you know. And, I think that's, you know, we see in the Puff Daddy thing right now where you have a bunch of celebrities that are apparently trading tapes, you know, amongst each other, and the public is unaware of these maybe pieces of video that have been circulating for years. So I can totally see how there would be a heightened awareness about, like, okay, somebody's videoing me doing the actual interview, and then they put their video camera down and they're just walking around with it. Are they rolling? You know,
no,
are they selling this to somebody?
Yeah.
You know, I do definitely agree with that the players have a legitimate beef here. Kara said what brought it to light really was a couple of guys naked on camera this year. It's happened a few times in the history of the league. That was all he gave in terms of details on, like, what really spearheaded this, I guess. But
I just, like I said, I totally can understand that, but I could also see home saying, do you guys really have and the female reporters are, they do a tremendous job. Please, I have a lot of friends that are female reporters.
Yeah, you have friends that are females.
But the from when I started in 1992 till today, you know, instead of maybe one or two females like Andrea Kramer, you know, following the team, you've got 10 ladies or 12 ladies that are in these locker rooms now, you know, and so that is over the years, that is just expanded. So I just wonder if they're getting some pushback at home. Like, do they really have to be in there? Do they really have to be in there? And that, you know, but they have to do a job. And, you know, really, do they have to be in there? You know, is there something you guys can do about that? Don't feel good about that. I'm sitting here at home and you're there all day, you know.
I'm watching SportsCenter and there's your crank right behind the interviewer.
Yeah.
You know? I could hear that. I could see that happening.
This is the second time you've used that word in the last 2 months.
What's a funny word?
It is a funny word.
Can I use it 6 times a year, Brian? You okay with that?
No, I was just...
I got a use for it here. Clarence Hill Jr. is calling it ridiculous.
He called it a crank?
Recrankulous? Not that. I'll get to the crank here in a second, Brodus. I know you're anxiously awaiting that.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
But Clarence Hill... quote tweeted the statement from the Players Association, just said, this is ridiculous. And then he had a tweet that said, if players don't want anyone in the sanctity of the locker room, then have that same energy for anyone not associated with them getting ready to play on Sunday, like agents, family members, marketing reps, barbers, etc. Because I guess he's saying, like, well, how many other random people come in here that aren't media members that you players are able to get, whoever it is in here or whatever? So that's obviously from the media side. And obviously they're going to be pushing back on it quite a bit. But then he also quote tweeted a tweet from Torrey Smith, former wide receiver in the NFL. He said, if only y'all knew how awkward some of the male reporters act, straight crank watchers. And then Clarence Hill said, don't do this. Don't generalize. We don't like it when people do that about blacks or athletes. We are in there to do a job and get information, mostly for the benefit of players. I don't know if players feel like it's the media's in there to benefit them. I don't know if players actually feel that way. But That's the perspective of Clarence. And then Joe Hoyt, who's also in NFL locker rooms, plenty covers the Cowboys. He says, why is the access so important to the locker room? The best stories don't come from press conferences. Yeah. They come from the locker room. You get to build real relationships with the players. It's essential to our job. Removing it would be detrimental to great storytelling.
See, well, but we're covering the female sports fine, and the women's sports are becoming more popular in some instances. The women's college basketball tournament got higher ratings than the men, right? So they're telling the story. You know, I definitely think this is part of like the gender difference, and we expect men to just take everything and be like, you know, everything's fine, where women need to be protected. You know, I definitely think there is a big double standard here where you're not tough if you're not willing to walk around naked in front of like 60 dudes and 30 gals, you know, while you just finished playing a football game. That's bizarre to me. Like I get it. Nobody likes to have their job changed. People hate change in general. You know, they're used to doing their gig this way. But if you strip out that part of your personal experience and looking at it as a reporter, it's freaking weird, you know. Mm. It's really weird, you know. It should be redesigned. There should be a naked part of it, and then hey, we have to walk through this area to get to the exit, and this is where the reporters are going to talk to us.
Well, the thing about it is that you'll have players that you might be able to catch in the locker room. But then when it comes time to walk outside, they give you the Heisman.
Yeah.
You know, and that's cool. I get it. When you're mad after a game and all that, and trust me, I've been there. But
you got to catch them with their pants down?
Well, I'm just saying you got to catch them where they're in the locker room. Yeah. I mean, you can ask them a question and they can turn around like, you know, Ezekiel Elliott the other day. You know, he usually talks after the game, and this is the first time in a long time. This is the Baltimore game, I believe. You know, put his jacket on, put his headphones on, walked right by everybody. So now you had an idea of like, okay, I wanted to ask Zeke this question. But if he were to go to an interview area, if he was required to go to an interview area, then I wouldn't be worried.
Yeah.
But if my only chance to ask him what happened in a game and he gives me the Heisman – well, then that affects me, but it also affects the people that consume my work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can see this being something that, you know, maybe somebody got caught in a situation and they weren't proud of their presentation. You know, mm-hmm. they're like, hey, I wasn't prepared for this. Okay. Mm-hmm. You caught me in a moment. I got Winnie the Pooh. I'm wearing a t-shirt and with my crank situation and it wasn't planned. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me about 2 minutes next time so I can prepare myself for a moment like this. I don't want to be SportsCenter, not top 10. I'm trying to be top 10. Okay. And I have that capability. I have that in me. Okay. But you didn't give me that chance.
If players,
so now you can get the hell out of this.
To prep for this interview.
If players went through an interview area, get in the cold tub. If players went through an interview,
just got out of the cold tub, and this is how you're going to do me like that.
Yeah, if players went through an interview area on the way to the parking lot, I think this could be you can handle this. But because then you could see them as the reporters would be there, and they see him walking through. You know, Dak, can I? You know, and then he walks over and gives you a minute, or CD walks over and gives you a minute. Or players, you know, you have the opportunity to yell out, hey, can I have a minute with you, please? And they could walk over to the interview area and talk and then move to their car.
Mm.
But as long as you make everybody wait in an interview area, but they're going to their car from that area or to the bus, then I think you could do all this.
Well, I'm taking – I got the Vikings over the Jets in Survivor this week. They're playing in London. Sauce Gardner, corner of the Jets, said he didn't know Brits drive on the other side of the road, so when he got on the bus, he thought they were about to get in an accident. I'm hoping that he has that level of awareness on Sunday and Sam Darnold's just dropping laser beams over his head for Justin Jefferson touchdowns. Garrett Wilson, and another reason why I'm picking against the Jets this weekend, his quote about the Jets offense was, he says, I don't think we do a lot of different stuff, to be honest. I watch football on Sundays, and I see a lot of teams mix it up. I don't think we do that. So I think they're sort of falling apart at the seams, and they're about to get Sam Darnold
Their quarterback doesn't like movement, and that's maybe why your head coach currently doesn't like movement, because he's learned this is how – you know, this is how you call games. I don't have to move people around. I know you guys thought it was crazy the other day when I was talking about GPS numbers. You know, when they're looking at, well, you look at the route depths, you look at all these, and maybe, you know, all this extra running they're worried about. But, know, you have a quarterback in the Jets that doesn't – he likes static offense. And he, where did your head coach come from? A long time working with a guy that didn't like static, you know, like static offense, you know, where everybody stands, you know, like Peyton Manning did. Okay, Rodney Harrison, or not Rodney Harrison, or, you know, Harrison on the right side there, and, you know, and you stay there, and Reggie Wayne will be over here, and, you know, that's how we play football. We don't move around. We don't do any of that stuff. It's a different time now.
Yeah, Rodgers likes that old school style. Yeah. What do you guys think is the hottest NFL jersey right now? Which player do you think has the hottest NFL jersey right now? If you can't guess it in 5 seconds, then I will give you the answer.
Lamar Jackson?
That's a good guess.
Pat Mahomes?
Maybe a newer version of Lamar Jackson.
Oh, it's our guy at the Commanders.
It's Jaden Daniels, number one selling jersey in Fanatics right now, taking the league by storm. Yeah. There it is.
Dude, I totally get that. You know, it's terrifying. You know, maybe the Commanders were sold, and now they have leadership from the top down. They have a good coach. They have a good quarterback. This could be a nightmare. You know, inside this division, if you look at how, you know, those kind of things can lock something down for the better part of a decade, I think that's your next threat. You had, what, RG3? You slipped past that due to injury. You had Carson Wentz. Turns out he just wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And then Daniel Jones was maybe a factor for about 4 or 5 weeks there before the clock struck midnight on him. But now we got this next one. And I tell you what, watching him play, the athleticism, the poise, the cannon, it's all there, the touch. Flagtober 2024 brought to you by Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. We're here till 7 o'clock. Your best chance to pick up the 2024 G-Bag Nation flag is right now. And we're back with what you're drinking and what you thinking.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
here on The Fan. All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. The battle of the brands is going on. 0% APR financing, nothing down. You can walk in, sign a piece of paper, and have a hot tub delivered to you. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Our first remote for Flagtober 2024 as well. And so many Tolos have come by and picked up their Whataburger 2024 flag. So you can still do that. Of course, it's a what you drink and what you think in Friday. I don't know if we want to set that computer down. There you go, Brian. That's a good heads-up play by Brian. As he's getting ready for his bet payoff, the cold plunge, he's going to try to break Eric Chiafalo's G-Bag Nation record of 8 minutes in a 37-degree tub. And wow. We're going to get a computer over there.
We
can be on webcam.
He's got it going right there. His nice. Gout toe looks as disgusting as ever. His feet are paler, more pale than I remember. He's all the way submerged.
Fuck that.
Oh. How about that is what he says.
Move the camera.
Okay.
Push it to me a little bit.
Yeah, push it down a little bit so we can get you.
Hi, folks.
Hey. See, Brian's bid is to put himself through insanely punishing situations and then act like it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
So, I mean, the super hot gummy bear. Brian, this is amazing, though. I don't know. Your feats of strength never cease to amaze
me. I'm too tall for this thing.
You're at 30 seconds. You're more submerged than Chief was.
Yeah, because I weigh a lot more than him.
But your arm,
yeah.
but he doesn't have his arms and hands. Like, his elbows can't get cold like mine. Okay, right, there we go.
That,
now
that work
in,
for
yeah.
you? Yeah.
Okay. Are you shivering at all yet?
His teeth are not chattering.
My hand. The hands get cold.
The hands.
Yeah. The hands get cold. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm good to go here right now.
It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You thinking. At 877-881-1053. We'll go around the room. We'll go into the cold tub, get what Brian's thinking. We'll go back into the pimp cup where I believe Lucius Alexander can hear me on air.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we got
all right.
Loud and clear, brother.
All right, bro.
Very nice. I'm currently drinking a 20-ounce Diet Coke, my second one of the day. And I'm thinking I'm about to pay my bed off as well and shave my eyebrows.
Yes.
So you can watch me do that as well at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, I am drinking some water, thinking about how excited I am to watch you do this. And I'm actually filled with a little bit of regret because I feel like it would have been even more painful for you and Broadus doing the eyebrow challenge. Here we go. Listen to that.
Oh, that looks good. I can see it right now.
Sounds like a lawnmower.
Coming right off.
Look at that.
That's a great looking razor, man.
Thank you. I got this Philips Norelco one blade. And I'm pretty excited about it being a beard trimmer and, you know, a neck beard shaver.
Yeah, you're going to get more use out of that. That's not going to be a one-and-done eyebrow.
It was on sale at CVS. Normally $60 for this bad boy. I got it for $39.99, so.
Okay, nice. All right, so the first one's gone. And I do my biggest regret when putting the payoff board together is adding an S to the good eyebrows.
Yeah.
Because if we would have just done the one eyebrow, I think it would have been even worse to have one real eyebrow and then one non. And Broadus is making out real nicely over there. In the cold.
2.5 minutes, Brian.
Thank you.
You're doing good over there, bro.
Appreciate it. I'm watching you shave your eyebrows here. It's kind of neat.
He's not shivering at all, Chief. Do you feel, is he humiliating you at all?
He is. Yeah, it is angering me. It is. I get to see in his face. I can see the pain in his face, but he's not allowing it to show anywhere else in his voice. There's no shake voice. There's no teeth chattering. Nothing like that.
I thought mind over matter.
Feats of strength, Eric. Feats of strength.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a tough SOB.
It might get cramps because I'm kind of crammed into this thing a little bit.
Well, let's hope.
His core temperature is plummeting, but it's not bothering him
at all. It actually feels really good.
Okay, how are we doing?
You've gotten
here?
To that point now.
Oh, yeah. What about your toes? Is there any part of your body where you feel the pain? Like my elbows, I could feel
my
it.
My Super Bowl ring is a little cold on my finger right now.
Wow, look at that flex.
Yeah. Let's go right there, got it? Yeah.
You really are a jackass.
Chief, what you drinking and what you thinking, dude? Did you already go?
Yeah, I'm drinking water and thinking I wish I would have just made it a one eyebrow instead of a two.
Let's go back into the pimp cup.
You said S, not me.
Where Lucius Alexander is drinking and thinking, buddy. How you doing back there?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, bro. I'm drinking water. I have a Pomos right here for when the job is over and I can drive it and drink home, you know.
A Pomos?
Yeah. It's a fantastic little drink. Nice. And I'm thinking, what the hell is Broadus made of?
I don't know, dude. This is terrifying, actually.
Bro, the little nitro, Dawson, he chewed it like it was a bubble yum.
Yeah.
Now he's sitting in a cold tub like it's a
Four
real,
minutes.
Like it's a hot tub.
Yep. He's like, hey, guys.
Everything you do, bro, that's why. What's going on, fam?
Is he talking about
it? Yo, yes, he does not have his headphones on, but he is marveling. He's like, what's going on with Broadus? You know, what are you made of? Are you an alien being? You know, is this anger? Are you a serial killer?
Is it mind over matter?
I'm paraphrasing here. Is it mind over matter?
It's more mind over matter. But this is what I used to do for, like, you like when you played football and stuff, like after two-a-days and stuff.
Yeah.
You just knew what you were getting into.
Okay. Yeah.
So this, to me, is not a hard challenge.
So you'd be a much better spokesman than Chief was. Lucius?
I mean, okay, it's not a hard challenge, but we can't even tell that he's sitting in a damn cold tub.
Right.
I take cold showers every once in a while, and it's still damn cold to me, fam.
Mm-hmm. I just hope I don't put, you know, a big guy, I hope I don't put water all over the floor.
You see what he's worried about?
Yeah.
He already did that.
Yeah, I'll tell that up. These folks here are so nice to us, you know, I don't want to mess things up.
It's not as bad as when I put three egg yolks right around this general
Or Eric
area.
Threw up that one time.
Let's thank Southern Leisure Spas and Patio one more time. Our
buy
host
one
here.
Of these cold tubs, by the way. Yes. Yeah.
That says the mayor of Shrinkville right now.
Yeah.
Incredible health benefits that Brian's enjoying right now. I mean, his cardiologist is super stoked with Brian.
Doubt about it. Yes, as his arteries are caving in on them.
You're up at 5.5 minutes now. You got 3.5 minutes for the record. The proprietor of this establishment said anything over 4 minutes is a significant health risk. Are you ready to come out yet, Brian?
But they told us the truth. This is really good for you, though.
Yeah.
I feel it because
in smaller
being an older guy that gets sore, achy, man, it feels great right now. This feels really good.
I'm kind of liking my smooth eyebrows, too.
Yeah, you know?
I think it might be better. I think it might be better.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you can't even tell. That ticks me off, man.
I love it.
Can anybody – we have a nice little crowd in here. Can anybody even tell? I don't think anybody would even bat an eye at you.
I could tell. On the camera, I could tell.
On the camera, you can see
it? You could tell. Yeah, on the camera. His ladies in his life are not going to be too happy, I don't think.
Did your wife and kids know that you were doing this today?
No.
I'm going to see how long it takes for them to figure it out.
Yes, that'll be great. She's getting off work right now, so she might be listening. Don't tell Abby if you are, honey. At 877-881-1053, Broadus is about 92 seconds right now from eclipsing Chiefs record.
Wow.
As we're in the midst of a what you drinking, what you thinking, triple bet payoff Friday for the ages, live at Southern Leisure, where you can get your Whataburger G-Bag Nation flag. And lots of Tolos have already today. Thanks to everybody for coming by. It's just our one, annual event where we thank you for listening here with a gift. Okay.
That's right.
We ready for some phone calls, Lucius?
Yeah. Hey, man, Broadus is those people, you know, you go to the rodeos and they always like have the volunteer folks that want to go out there and run away from the bull.
Yeah.
That's Broadus.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, I can do this.
Yeah, I'll do it. Come on, guys.
I'll show you guys. Not that hard.
Hold this for me. Hold that for me. All right, let's go to Rodeo Ron. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Rodeo Ron?
Here we go. We're drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with that splash of Dr. Pepper. Let me give a shout out to Cody and Tuesday and those two hockey playing grandsons. I want to give a special shout out to my homeboy, J-Rod. He's 90 plus days clean and sober from the hair, Ron. Thank
nice.
God.
Yeah, it's a big win.
I'm telling you. And this is what I'm really thinking about. You know, a year or two ago, I bet Gavin eyelashes to eyelashes, he would take it up. But guess what? I got my, oh, I'm sorry, eyebrows. I got my eyebrows. You don't still, Gavin. Eric.
You sucker. Son,
y'all feeling like two penguins in Alaska right now, aren't y'all?
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not y'all. The Cowboys will probably suck this weekend because a 76-year-old Terry Bradshaw can lead an offense to beat these Cowboys defense this weekend. But, hey, guess what? Basketball season's here. Hockey season's here. So we got a chance to have a championship in Big D.
Look
yeah! Remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, Greg and Jim Beam on a Friday, where the F you at?
You at, baby? There he goes. Rodeo Ron, it's always good to hear you and see you. And we're at 8 minutes and 40 seconds. I've told Brian he's good to go. He's shaking me off.
He is. He did.
He's like, nope. I think he's trying to show off, and he's doing a hell of a job at it. Brian,
I mean,
please.
Fantastic job.
This is a health risk.
This feels good, man.
At this point, we must insist that you leave the cold towel.
Lucius, you'd love this thing after your workouts, brother.
I'm pretty sure you brought a thing. Good God. You're supposed to be in pain right now.
We can all acknowledge just how funny he looks, though, from the camera.
I want somebody to take a picture of me.
Yeah, I'll get a picture of you.
Please do. Please do.
Screenshot right here. Like that all-out bit. That all-out.
Oh, I just got a great screenshot here. Wonderful. I'll post this on social at GBag Nation. Who's next, Lucius?
Oh, let me see. I got to turn around.
Chris. Rodeo Ron was drunk.
And his friend just got off the Heron. Thank God.
Yeah.
Chris in Dallas, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm drinking a Corona, nice and cold. I'm thinking Broadus, man, we're not built like that no more.
Nope.
You know?
No.
I mean, shout out to Broadus. I mean, everybody else, we're just looking up to him now. So everybody else needs to step it up. I'm thinking that we're not going to do good this year. The Joneses didn't do nothing. We can't run the ball. And there's all this big misconception about it's a passing league. But yet, I always hear, hey, you got to establish a run and throw the ball. Especially with this quarterback. I want to hear you defend that, Gavin. That's a passing league when clearly the Cowboys need a running game. Other than that, hey, I'm here to listen.
Salute, buddy. No, I'm with you. You know, it's a passing game, but in order to get those chunk plays in the passing game, you got to make them defend the entire field. You know that, Brian.
Yeah, you absolutely do. So, yeah, the league is now about explosive plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's what it really is, more so than even the turnovers.
You got to get them one way or another. And Cowboys are, I think, are third to last in the NFL at them, the explosive plays right now.
Yes,
maybe
they are.
Second to last. Who's next, Lucius?
There's no indication from Broadus, brother. He just answered that question like it was nothing. Well, the legal. Good God, Broadus. This is amazing, bro.
He's just enjoying himself a nice little Friday afternoon.
He's chilling.
In the tub. 11 minutes now, Broadus.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Wow. Polo and Carlin, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
Well, I ain't drinking and thinking. I'm smoking and hoping this weekend, fellas. And Gavin, I got a 4-month-old little boy, and his eyebrows are a little bit thicker than yours right now. I love you to death, Gavin, but I'm going to air shot some real stuff. How would y'all feel if y'all were covering the Kansas City Chiefs versus covering the Cowboys? Y'all would sound a lot more happier every day.
Yes.
And all the fans that are calling the phone right now, y'all just sound so gloomy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan, and every loss that we've had, I told y'all what was going to happen. I'm going to tell you how we're going to win Sunday. Let's go to Pittsburgh being no punk. Go in there with some heart. You get paid millions, they get paid millions. Go hurt somebody. Go make your own name. Michael Parsons, you wasn't doing nothing in the first place. If you don't get your sack, the play's over, and you're just looking stupid, getting mad at the teammates. Now, I'm talking about the SMU Ponies. I love my Longhorns, too. I told y'all they were going to be Florida State this past weekend. And, Gavin, I saw you been doing your tattoo. I don't know what happened there. But another thing about the Cowboys, I'm tired of Stephen Jones talking to y'all on Friday. Oh, the Cowboys. You just sound dumb. You just sound so dumb, Stephen. I hope y'all hear me. I may get blocked, but I'm a real fan. I may be like a Philadelphia or New York person as far as the media, because I'm going to tell you what's real. Y'all need to go in that game and quit being fearful of the doggone run. Stop the doggone run, basically. And the Cowboys, I said it last year, we need new uniforms. Y'all see how Detroit came out of that black and blue? That's better than the Cowboys. But we're just dumb. We're wearing the old friendly uniforms every year. Oh, we're going to wear our silver and blue because I'm Stephen Jones and Cowboys. Bye.
There he goes.
Wow.
Polo and Garland with the strongest goodbyes in sports radio as Brian hits 12 and a half minutes going strong here on a triple bet payoff Flagtober Football Friday, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. I put up a great picture of Brian in the tub at GBag Nation on X. If you want to jump on there, you can follow us all when you get there. Our handles in the bio.
This POV on Broadus right now on the fan cam is just, I mean, it's 10 out of 10, dude. Looks great.
Who's next, Lucius?
Sorry, I was trying to Google Keenan's character on All That when he was doing a little French guy in the tub. Those little rubby duckies and had that suit on. He has a yellow suit on, like Broadus. So, you know. Let's go to CJ in Mansfield. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, CJ?
Hey, guys. I'm drinking a little Deep Ellum IPA in the pool again on a Friday afternoon, which is about 50 degrees warmer than what Broadus is dealing with right now. But he's a tough guy. He can deal with it. But I've got a comment and a suggestion. The comment is, I tell you what, Walchuk's G-Bag of the Day was probably about the best I've ever heard. It cracks me up every time I hear it. I hope it carries on. And the only thing I would add to that is the folks out there need to do to come up with a moratorium on buying the jerseys and the beer koozies and all the stuff that comes out of the Jones family, and maybe that'll change. I've had a moratorium at my house for 7 years, but it hadn't changed anything yet. Now, my suggestion is this for the Cowboys. I watched the Dolphins play the other night a little bit on Monday night, and I noticed with Tua out, their quarterback play is pathetic. And who knows if and when he's going to be back. We've got two backup quarterbacks here in Dallas. We've got one that's proven he can win when he has to fill in for Dak. We've got another one that has a lot of athletic abilities. Who knows what his upside is? They've got some depth at running back. They've got A-Chain from A&M, and they've got Mostert coming off injury, I think maybe this week or next. And then I noticed that they have the kid from Tennessee, Wright, I thought we should have taken in the third round with our second pick, and we didn't, and he went a few picks after. Why not offer up one of our backup quarterbacks, take a pick, I don't care which one, and then we get a running back in return on a rookie deal that's got some juice, and maybe that gives us the momentum we need in the running game that we don't have right now. I'll let y'all talk about it.
That's a heck of a call, CJ in Mansfield. Appreciate the call. Dude, if Cowboy fans had followed him the last 7 years, I think you would see some significant changes by now. That's speaking the Joneses' language, CJ. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. We got time for one more, Lucius.
I've been with CJ. I've been with you, bro. It's been about 7-8 years for me too, famo. The guy in the tub is Pierre Escargot. Pierre Escargot. You're looking like that guy right now, Broadus. Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Well, fellas, I'm enjoying my Friday and drinking whiskey, of course. And listen, hey, y'all going to have to help Brian get up out of that thing. He's going to be a little bit numb coming out of there. So make sure I got this thing playing on my big screen TV. Brian's got it's the funniest looking thing I've ever seen him sitting there. He looks so happy. Hey, Brian, I really appreciate it. You said something really nice about me the other night on your podcast with Votch. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys do. So I really appreciate you saying nice things about me and all that. Listen, the other thing I say this. If y'all spent time in locker rooms, I totally understand where these players are coming from. I remember one time seeing this old fella. It was on some local news. Interviewing one of the stars of the TV, and this old boy, y'all calling him Crank? This old boy's crank was like all unfurled out, and he was on full display at 10 o'clock. And let me tell you what, his mama was not happy. She was pissed. So yeah. I totally get it, and I think you're right. Gavin, it's a double standard. You put them in there with the U.S. women's soccer team or some of these WNBA players, and they shoulder all, you know, their shriveled up bodies and whatnot. Yeah, you'd be getting a lot of pushback. So I'm kind of with the players. I think Brian's right. You're gonna have to force them to talk, and give them somewhere to go. Well, listen, I'm gonna let you go. Y'all gonna have to help Brian out. Listen, he's gonna feel numb after this. Okay. So I mean, yeah. Be
that's
careful.
Good advice.
Love you. Thanks.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yes, sir. You got it, Jim. And if you want to take your laugh up a notch, Google Pierre Escargot that Lucius just gave us, dude. That's spot on. How you doing in there, Brian?
Doing great.
Right on. All the calls are talking about you. I know you might.
Oh, I can hear. Yeah, I heard Big Jim. Thanks. I appreciate it. I gave him a thumbs up there. Yeah.
What's the clock say here? Time for one more, Lucius?
Hey, we can do one more if we want to. Okay. Let's go to Dope Sick Dave. What do you drink? What are you thinking, bro?
Going on, fellas. Just the ice cold water for right now, but we'll crack open the good stuff later. A couple of things. I'll make it quick. I'm already over the Cowboys, so it kind of sucks that Sunday Night Football with the Cowboys versus the Steelers. We're just going to see another heartbreak. I mean, I really hope not, but I like the optimism, Paulo. But let's just be real with ourselves. It's just going to be classic, typical Cowboys football on Sunday night. Looking forward to the Stars and the Mavs coming back soon. That's a bright spot for DFW. One thing I am looking forward to in the Cowboys game is Jalen Tolbert. You know, no Brandon Cooks. And I know he went to South Alabama. Like,
not the best college school, but he was really good in college. He wasn't like a high point guy like Mike Williams or D-Hop is, but he can go up and get a ball. He's got speed. He can make good moves, and maybe this is his time. I'm looking at that 4 catches for +135, maybe even 5 catches for +200. I mean, I really think he's going to have a big day on Sunday, but y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dave. A great betting tip for you as well to conclude. What you drinking and what you thinking as Broadus goes over 19 minutes now in the cold tub. It's time for LA Live into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
People are concerned about Broadus.
Yeah.
People are starting to get concerned about you, brother.
Can we get you out of there? You ready?
When he plays the music, I'll sing it. Yeah. Okay. I sing my All Right You Squares.
Wow. Black and gold, I see you calling, bro. Sorry about that. It must have dropped or something. Sorry about that, brother, but you're in my heart. Next time, man. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into a Friday edition of LA Live right out there. Rick James.
All right, you squares. Time is
fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Hey, try to get out.
Good luck, Broadus.
Do we need to help him?
Yes. Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, October 4th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday here. Wonder if Broadus feels good after that, sitting in a hot tub for damn, a cold tub for damn near 20 minutes. Shout out to you, Big Broadus, man. What a feat of strength right there. I hope you enjoy your 48 hours of liberty coming up on us. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds. Please mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. You know, look over your shoulder before you make that lane change. You know what I mean? Keep us safe out here. Keep your emotions in check while you're out there at that fair or you're out at the games or whatever. Emotions, you can get yourself in trouble with those emotions. And I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, don't crash out. Here's your weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
All right. Where's Broadus at? How's he doing? Is he getting dressed?
Broadus is standing up outside of the tub now, and he's just dripping.
He sure is.
Yeah, because he's standing.
Dripping and flexing all over us today. That is a fact, right. Jack, bro. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there this weekend, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You could follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is the Cartonarks. When you go to the grocery store, you got to put your card up or this guy might find you and put you on the internet. We got a couple that was caught outside of Costco, left their cart in the disabled walkway. Now, the wifey says she was disabled, but still, she left the cart right there in the disabled walkway, so a disabled person couldn't get through.
Good. Well, that's good now.
What?
I'm less good now that part of the disability walkway is blocked.
Well, if they would have carts for the disabled people around here, we wouldn't have that problem, would we?
Oh, they do. There's all kinds. But anyway, the cart returns.
Where?
Inside.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a magnet for you, sir.
Hard,
now, sir, why'd you throw that at me? Because you left your card out blocking the walkway for the disabled?
Stop your
Well, man, that's what I asked you guys to do, but much more nicely.
Stop.
That's what I asked for you guys to do.
I'm going to call the police on you.
For what?
For touching my car.
And is that against the law?
It's against the law for what you're doing. Now, leave me alone. I'm a disabled person.
But how about your husband, though?
I don't care. Leave me alone, you dick.
What law was broken?
My car.
Why were you doing that, such a thing? Ma'am,
shut
person.
Shut your mouth.
Why can't we have a conversation?
Just shut your mouth.
Because you don't want to. Because you know if we have a conversation, you'll lose. That's why.
Shut your mouth.
He's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
Yeah, he's good. He can argue right there on the spot with people, man. I guess go ahead.
No, we had a pretty good showdown at the Super Bowl. Remember, we had him on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Guess if you're always in the right, you can always win that argument. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know if he was in the right on this one, because if you think about it, like a disabled person, how do they get that cart where it needs to be, and then walk back?
Yeah, that's why he said, but your husband isn't.
Oh, that's right. Yes. It's a team effort.
Boy, that dude is good, bro.
Yeah.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a feel-good Friday. Allow me to empty out this clip. I've got a whole lot of stuff been sitting in my folder all week. I got an update on the longshoreman strike. It's over.
Yeah.
Them boys want their money. Grand opening, grand closing. Shout out to the union boss, Harold Daggett. Am I saying his name right? Harold Daggett, the guy that wears those Cartier glasses and all that gold.
Yeah.
And he was talking real big and tough all week on the media. Well, it happened. They have reached a tentative agreement on wages to return to work today.
Nice.
Yeah, they got up to 62% over the next 6 years, or 8% a year. And you know, the boys already make about 80 to 100K, so now they about to get some bank out there. Good for them.
Nice, dude.
People were taking shots at the longshoreman boss just because, you know, he's got like a big old house, a boat, drives a Bentley. But he was fighting for the common man.
Yeah.
He was fighting for the common man.
I mean, like, he is a real, like, union, possibly connected type of dude, right?
Yeah, that's what I like about him, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him the most.
I'm kind of nervous in how I want to phrase what I say about the guy on the air, you know?
That's what I like about him. But I'm glad that it all calmed down and they got that assorted. They're going to get back to it, like, January 15th or something like that on the negotiations.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was turning violent up there at one point. There were port workers fighting in Baltimore. Listen to this.
The longshoreman walked off the job at 12:01 a.m. There was confusion and anger as picketers initially tried to stop trucks from entering, and it did turn violent.
I come here for 7 years. I pull the trash and the debris out of here for the Port of Baltimore, and the officer told me to come back and make go in there to get out of my way, and they attacked me and broke the windshield and saturated my face.
Dang.
Look at it.
I'm sorry.
Lacerated his face?
Yeah. And then he told the news lady to look at it as he pointed at his face. Look at my boo-boo.
Yeah. Serious stuff.
Yeah, serious stuff, bro. Talking about that money. You know how what happens.
Yeah, I think our money was on the line, too. You know, they were talking about the economy maybe going to the tank as a result of these dock workers couldn't get back on the gig.
That's what I'm saying. That boss was talking. Yep. He said, hey, we shut this down for a week, and you'll feel it for 6 months. Don't play with us.
Yeah.
He was talking,
get that
bro.
Stuff in there.
Yeah. NBA Media Day. I got some standout questions right here. Milwaukee Bucks Media Day. A reporter asked Dame Dollar, about his relationship with rap star, Glorilla.
Okay.
She's a moose knuckle queen.
Yeah.
Are they an item?
She shot her shot, I think, with him. Like, she said something.
Yeah, no, you're right, bro. She shot her shot. She seen him out there in All-Star Weekend, took a photo with him, and then she started tweeting a whole lot of tweets about how much she in love with him. She has deleted those tweets. She has. But, you know, people got to be nosy. We got to know what's going on. Listen to this reporter, fam.
My follow-up question. Glorilla shot her shot at you a moment ago. You giving that any kind of action? It's 7 p.m. Friday.
I'm weak. That is hilarious. Nah, I ain't, you know, I keep my personal life personal, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I would imagine.
Shout out to that reporter, though, who just was like, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot now with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to be
messy.
Happened.
That was like 6 months ago, but let's circle back on it.
Yeah, just a while ago. He just got her shot.
Yeah.
He played it well, though, you know?
Yeah.
He got a good response from Dame. I'd put that on my highlight reel.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Did you see Draymond Green going back and forth with a reporter?
I saw it, but I didn't hear it.
Me too.
Yeah. I'll play a little bit of it right here. All the reporter said was, hey, man, people worry about you. Which I get it. It could be triggering, bro. If you had a family function and like your uncle pulls you to the side, hey, man, we're worried about you. It could be triggering. You'd be like, what am I doing?
For sure.
I know I smell like weed, but I mean, come on, fam. What am I doing?
It's Thanksgiving, dog.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
Draymond Green and the reporter right here.
You know people worry about you. Fans, maybe your teammates.
Why they worry about me? Well, I am a successful black man in America doing incredibly well. What's the worry about
me? They worry
about,
you.
There are way more people in this world to worry about than me, that's for sure.
But we're here now. So
we're all here. I don't think you should worry about me.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well. If you would have told me when I was 13 years old in Saginaw, Michigan, without a pot to piss in, that you'd be sitting here and somebody would say they're worried about you.
Well, they're worried from themselves, too. They want to know.
They don't feed.
They know the team needs you.
So why are they worried?
Because they know the team needs you.
But they don't feed
them. And they don't know if you're going to be here.
Doing this. I'm here. I've been here for 13 years now.
If you're going to be here every night.
Been here pretty much every night for 13 years.
It kept going. It's pretty good.
Give or take. Yeah. Old school reporter meets new school athlete, what that is.
I think it's a valid question, bro.
Yeah.
That's a valid question, man.
Yeah.
It's so valid that SNL made fun of Draymond Green just last week. In the Weekend Update, my favorite part of SNL, Michael Che roasted him.
A gym teacher in Florida was arrested after he threw a basketball at a sixth grader and then elbowed him in the mouth, knocking out his front tooth. The teacher was forced to resign and return to the Golden State Warriors.
Well played.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a valid question, dog. Mm-hmm. Valid question.
Draymond's heart is in the right place, you know? But, I mean, he just kind of
gets
away from him a little bit.
His fists and his elbows aren't always.
Yeah. It's like Luka and the refs is like Draymond in the world.
When it rains, it pours for Diddy. 120 new sexual allegations this week.
Wow.
Even a 9-year-old boy. There's a toll-free hotline for Diddy victims. My God. Wendy Williams done got herself out the bed to even say something about Diddy. And now Tupac's family has hired a lawyer and an investigation team to investigate Diddy's connection to Tupac's murder.
Oh, wow. It could get really interesting.
Bro, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours. And before I get out of here, because I'm about to get out of here right now, but I want to send a warning out for the ladies. Eagle fans will do anything to see their team win, ladies. Ladies, if you are dating an Eagles fan, you might want to reconsider.
Yeah,
just might want to reconsider. This is a man on the street at an Eagles tailgate.
Eagle with the three-peat. Would you let your girl sleep with one of the Eagles players?
One? One is understatement. I let my girl sleep with the Ravens, the Eagles,
jeez,
the Buccaneers, people from out the bums out here.
Yeah, I'll give it like Jason Kelce or something like that. She can cheat with the asses. You would not be cool with that.
Would I let it happen? It would be signed, sealed, and delivered.
Hell yeah.
The whole offensive line, D-line, Jordan Davis.
Oh, my God.
3B.
Are
you kidding me?
3B.
I'm a Nick Sirianni digger, too.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Reconsider, baby. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. This is LA Live on a Feel Good Friday. Like I said, be careful this weekend. All right, I'll see you. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. Brian Broaddus has returned from changing clothes, and congratulations on another feat of strength.
Appreciate
that.
How about the? I hate to say it, but go Commanders! Right this weekend, I can't go 0-5. I probably will. I'll be back next week. Is Miss Doubtfire or something? I keep talking about that one.
Yeah,
I'm saving that one, but who knows? Could be back next week as Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's incredible.
Very special Friday that'll be.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. You know, sometimes
you can honestly see your eyebrows being gone.
Sometimes I regret, that we've agreed to do these bet payoffs for a third year in a row.
Yeah.
But to witness what Brian has done, the last 3 weeks, just taking them in stride and refusing to complain.
Yeah.
It's the rare 0-4 that feels like 4-0.
He's the ultimate stoic competitor. We're going to go around the bases.
Amazing. I don't like this one bit. I'm just letting you know. I'm not a fan of what we're doing right now.
I know.
Just, I need to win one of these things. That was not fun.
Yeah, you're not enjoying it.
No, I'm not.
But if you got to do it, you might as well do it in the most impressive way possible.
I have to do my best.
Okay, we're going to go around the bases.
That wasn't fun.
Two guys without eyebrows just chopping it up, man.
Five amazing things about this season, even though it totally stunk for the Texas Rangers. That's coming up next year on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.